the table. Thou shalt also make a table. Exodus 25 and verse 23. After the ark, the next thing presented to us is the table. Like the ark, and all else in the tabernacle, the thought and plan are God. This is no human pattern. There are spiritual realities behind these figurative representations, and they set forth all that is made known of God in Christ. Only God could design these figures of his beloved Son. Now, as the tabernacle or sanctuary was a house for God to dwell in, he would have the proper furniture of a house, hence a table. Its principal use was to set the showbread on, and was typical of our Lord Jesus Christ and of our communion with him, both in his life and that life which is to come. There is a table of the Lord in this present age to which his people are now admitted, and where he sits down with them, and they with him, to have fellowship with him. This is very desirable and delightful, and another instance of his condescending grace. It is a splendid type of Christ himself, who is both the table and the provision, and everything to his people. The substance of the table is one with the ark. Choice shittim or acacia wood, which resists all change and decay. It is overlaid with the finest gold. Thus wood is conjoined with gold to set forth the manhood and godhood of the Lord Jesus. It is godhood linked to poor flesh. The Son of God never ceases to be God. He is one with God, and never can be other than that. Such was our Lord in the days of his flesh on earth, God and man in one unique person. When believers have received new life through faith in the Lord Jesus, then they crave spiritual food, and no food satisfies but Christ himself, who is the bread of life. So first, thou shalt set upon the table showbread, literally, the bread of his presence. It is to be before God, first for his pleasure. And every Sabbath these loaves were to be renewed. The new, fresh ones were always to be before the Lord, and being continuously before him, were called the showbread, or the bread of his presence. They were presented to the Lord as a thankful acknowledgement of his providing them the daily bread. And they were set on the table also to point forward to Christ as the food of believers, the bread of life, the bread loaf. And faith recognizes the Lord in the emblem of the bread on the table. He himself said, I am the bread of life, the living bread which came down from heaven. John 6:35 and 51. He is the believer's staff of life. But let us not forget how bread is made. It is formed of grain brought forth by the earth, crushed and powdered, mixed with water, kneaded with rough handling, and baked in a hot oven. Our Lord Jesus Christ is clearly seen in all this. the burden of man's sin crushed him to death. All hell sifted him as wheat is sifted. All the hot flame of God's wrath blazed around him. Thus and thus only could he become the bread of God, the saving food of the souls of men. And what of the flour? Thou shalt take fine flour. Leviticus 24 and verse 5. There was to be no unclean grain, no empty husk, no worthless chaff, which could taint and defile this holy lump. Thus we see our Lord free from all evil. In his earthly life, this signifies our Lord as the fruit of the wheat, the bread corn of heaven, the bread that cometh down from heaven. There, at the end of each week, the priests were to eat the showbread. Thus what is before God for his pleasure becomes food for his people. As all the redeemed are priests in the church, we can see how God would have us all nourished and sustained by Christ himself. He is the table who sustains all that is upon it for the pleasure of God and the satisfaction of his people. The number of loaves upon the table was 12. Leviticus 24 and verse 6. 12 expresses the number of the tribe. Not one is put aside. They were placed in two rows upon the table. And stood there for a whole week. Each loaf had its allotted place, and represents a spiritual order, which was also for the pleasure of God. We seem almost to have forgotten the value of this in our day, but there is loss when anything of God is not made good to us. The order should manifest itself in the way we meet together, the manner in which we dress, the relations we have one with another, and a mutual flow of love. Let us not forsake this spiritual order when we appear before God. And remember that worship comes first in that order. We are before God for worship, for praise and thanksgiving, to give him pleasure. On each returning Sabbath, the priests brought new supplies. Never was the table empty. The presence bread was ever the same in substance and form. Thus we are taught the abiding presence of our Lord as the food of his people. And we are also taught, since we are in Christ as one loaf, that we should ever continue in our worship and praise of him. We should not forget either the crown of gold round about the table. Exodus 25 verse 24, which sets forth our Lord's headship and kingship. He is the head of all principality and power, and also head of the church. It was a border round the table to keep everything on the table, that nothing be lost, that nothing fall to the ground. All is kept in spiritual order for the Lord's pleasure. Now as we come before the Lord as our table of God's pleasure, may our desires be to feast upon all that is set before us in Christ. Faith cries, evermore give us this bread. As the soul of man feeds upon the Lord Jesus as the bread of life, It is blessed and gathers strength for the days ahead. May we know what it is to be filled and satisfied and to experience something of God's blessedness and delight in His beloved Son. Listen to the words of Mr. Williams, assisted by John Nelson Darby. Guide us, O thou gracious Savior, pilgrims through this barren land. We are weak, but thou art mighty. Hold us with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed us now and evermore. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed us now and evermore. While we tread this veil of sorrow, may we in thy love abide. Keep us ever, gracious Savior, cleaving closely to thy side, still relying on the Father's changeless love, still relying on the Father's changeless love. Savior, come, we long to see thee, long to dwell with thee above, and to know in full communion all the sweetness of thy love. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, take thy waiting people home. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, take thy waiting people home. Amen.